Montreal did to you guys, what they did to just about everybody for one period. You did to them what nobody's really done to them this year. What is it? Just was it effort, intensity you couldn't maintain? What was the difference there?
Yeah, I think. They get the first goal there, and you know they play well. We said before they're not going to give you many opportunities, and it was a tough first period for us. But our guys responded. I thought probably our best period of the year. In the second, we did everything that we possibly could, but we pushed hard, and we go into that third period, and they get that third goal, which was the breaker in terms of now they really sat back and played safe, you know, and so we. We pushed. I thought the guys played hard. We fell short, but probably, we threw 40-something shots at the net, and Price came up big, and, it happens.
Power play early in the third could have been a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, the power play, we say all the time, you got to get momentum from your power play, whether you score on it or if you don't, it's got to continue the momentum with the team. And for some reason, our guys play hard 5-on-5 and drop the pace on the power play, and we got to simplify it, get shots, get more traffic, and until we do, it won't get different success rate on it. So it probably cost us tonight not scoring on that power play.
You mentioned Price and his stops, obviously the penalty shot, which may or may not have been a backbreaker.
Yeah.
Take the lead.
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, it would have been nice. I mean, because we had so much momentum.
Big backbreak. You never know.
Yeah. It's it would have given us a chance to have the lead for the first time. And like I say, when you play teams like that, and they have it's a tie game or they're ahead, they're able to sit back and play even more defensive. And so it would have been a big goal, but it's still a tie game. Going into the third. And we've been doing a pretty good job lately of finding ways to win in those games. We just didn't do it tonight.
How close? Frustration penalties, I was going to say. Some frustration penalties in the third, too, which hurts you.
Yeah, you got to keep our discipline. I mean, these games are going to get tight now, and and as it does, it's going to get harder to score and compete and find, fight for your space, and discipline is going to be huge. And that goes for everybody.
How close was that second period to the ideal that in a perfect world you'd want to see the team play?
Yeah, that was pretty much about right with the group we had tonight. I think that was about the best we could play. I mean, honestly, we said going into the third, you want to, it was such a high tempo, and we're aggressive, we're in their face, we won battles, we got to the net, we scored goals. It was an ideal period. It was the best for us for the year, and we weren't able to. Continued in the third when they get that third goal. But I think our guys really pushed hard tonight. Give Montreal credit. They're a good team right now. They don't give you much, and we just didn't get it done in the third.
Kind of a whirlwind day for Jeremy Welsh, called up this morning for his point tonight.
Yeah. I mean, it's a test for young guys. I mean, it's tough. He's up and down and everything. It's got to be. Then that's what young guys got to learn. It's the mental challenge of being ready, and he was ready to go tonight. But when we fell behind, times where you got to shorten your bench, and usually the fourth line pays for it a little bit. But he was good tonight.